1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 is brought to you by CB Financial. This morning, Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:25. We're pleased to be joined in studio this morning by our local State Farm insurance agent, Pete Euler. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Pete.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate you taking time to stop in.
I have been looking forward to this. I did get the opportunity to come see you guys.
In action here.
Absolutely.
Huh? Well, you've been hearing a lot of Pete, from Pete, and about Pete here the past few weeks, as Pete has sponsored a lot of giveaways with State Farm Stadium Bags and State Farm 2022 Road Atlases, all a part of State Farm Insurance's 100th anniversary. And Pete, you're over four decades here locally.
Absolutely. Went to school here in 1979, graduated, went off and into the insurance business as a claims adjuster, eventually taking work with State Farm in 1981, and in 1983, the wife and I had the opportunity to move here and take over an agency, and the rest is part of my history. So,
well over four decades of service. Obviously, you've seen a lot in over 40 years here in Emporia, huh?
I have been, and pretty fortunate. Emporia is a great town. It's a great insurance town. It's got a lot of history in legacy insurance agents that Chuck Hanna, Deloy Heath, Roy Johnson, Les David, people that have been here, made it a career, were deeply involved in the community. So they set the example of what it was like to be an insurance professional in a community like this.
What was it, Pete, about really insurance work that drew you to the career, and really how soon did you think, okay, this is going to be the career that I'm going to, you know, set up, I'm going to benefit my family and then benefit the community at the same time?
Well, I think the benefits part, it just kind of falls in place. Grew up in a small farming community town of Wathena in Kansas. Parents very involved in church, very involved in the community. So when you got out and got your degree and you were going out into it, claims adjusting was one of those situations where you're sent out to someone's home after a very unexpected situation happened, be it a fire, be it a theft, be it a storm, and you're helping them put their life back together. And that was just seemed like a progression or a continuation of something that you grew up doing anyway. If it was baking a pie or attending a funeral or serving a meal, it was just how I was raised. So,
again, with State Farm insurance agent Pete Euler, over 40 years here in Emporia, and Pete's been celebrating with us here at KVOE basically through this entire month with stadium bags and road atlases. And you know, Pete, you mentioned community involvement, and that's something that I know is close to your heart because you've been deeply involved in the community. I know I served on the chamber board with you for many years, and I think you had two stints as the chairman of the board at the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce.
I was given the opportunity to do it two times, so yes, very much enjoyed my time. Had the opportunity to be on the planning commission at one time and chair that. And then the chamber is such an opportunity to see what goes on in the community, how business, big box, big industry, and mom and pop shops all how it happens, how they get up every day, how they make a profit, how they make a living, and how that community is a part of that. So,
and involved heavily, too, with sports. You're a sports guy. Your kids were all very, very talented athletes here locally, and, you know, basketball, football, and a track and field. And you spent a lot of hours on the track being an official and helping out there.
Dave Harris got me started in that. Got certified as a track and field official, and that ended up taking me to KU Relays, Texas Relays. But as much as anything, Emporia High, Emporia Middle School, and Emporia State track meets, and seeing, again, athletes show up and see how they grow up and what they become.
Pete, I wanted to ask you, and it may be a pretty obvious question, but you know, in this day and age where there's a lot of phone trees and people, if they need help immediately, they have to, you know, go to a regional or a hub office or something along those lines, or you know, they're starting their process way away from Emporia.
Yeah.
And given the fact that we're a hub here in Emporia, but we also have a large rural area, why is it so important to have somebody with a local office and especially a longstanding one like yours here to help people in their immediate times of need?
I think the first element is, you know, you make the phone call and you want some kind of care, you want some kind of compassion, you want some kind of interaction that immediately takes a lot of the anxiety and provides a level of comfort. And, you know, with all of that, you know, you carry a cell phone, but times have changed to where somebody has an auto accident, and then through Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook, they make a connection with my wife saying, hey, is your husband available, and can he call me, or can I call him, so that, you know, so then you find yourself then going down to the office to take a look at something and get the process started. And, you know, that's the way it used to be, and it's unfortunate that now with technology and a variety thing and just the pace of things, it's grown beyond that. And now the expectation is that I'm going to have to point click or make a call to an 800 number. I think State Farm runs the one commercial where he's talking about the fact that, hey, I called to get a quote and the next day the guy called me back, you know. So they're trying to harp on the fact that, hey, we have real people that are really involved in the agency side of things that are there, you know. So that's my thing. I mean, I think with me growing up, again, that old saying that, hey, it's not about really what you said, what you did, but how you made somebody feel. The feeling aspect of something has always been my who I am, you know.
State Farm insurance agent Pete Euler, over 40 years in State Farm, celebrating 100 years of countrywide service. And Pete has been with us on air this month, basically, giving away stadium bags. And these are the nice clear bags that you have to use to get into a lot of stadiums now. And the State Farm 2022 Road Atlases. So you think about a road atlas, and in this time of cell phones and geo-finding locations, people think, why do you need a road atlas? My wife loves road atlases, by the way, Pete. So
absolutely.
People still use them.
You know, that story goes back with State Farm, 1937. So they have been having road atlases with Rand McNally for 85 years that they have been giving away road atlases. And just like you said, you know, what they mean. And the people, the demand forms, surprising.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And people have been loving to get those throughout this month. And Pete has been very generous with his giveaways, but we have not reached the pinnacle of Pete's generosity yet, as Pete Euler has some giveaways here for us this morning. Pete, you got more than a pocket full of stuff with you here.
Yeah, we're going to finish a little bit on a bang here. We can decide how we're going to do it, but we've got four $25 gift cards to Mr. G's Car Wash. We've got four $25 gift baskets to that are put together at Sweet Granada. Got a $100 gift card to Bruff's, and I've got a really special relationship with a lot of people that support me. The body shops are really good about me being able to pick up the phone and get people in. But another person that's on my speed dial when somebody calls me and said, hey, pipes are frozen, or I've had a plumbing situation, Stover's Restoration has just been a great partner, and Jordan responds, takes the phone call from me, and he'll even be on vacation sometimes and say, hey, listen, give me 5 minutes and I'll hook up with somebody else and I'll find out who's coming out there to take care of a situation, board up a house after a fire or whatever. So Stowers have donated an annual family pass to Sedgwick County Zoo that covers the family, your grandkids, and et cetera, for 1 year down there.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, we better get to it. It is 8:35. Well, let's see. We're going to have to try to piece this together. So we got plenty of stuff to give away. So we're going to be having folks call in 620-342-5863, 620-342-5863. And Pete, what do you want to give away first? What's up there, Mr. G's?
Or yeah, let's do Mr. G's.
$25 Mr. G's gift card. We'll go ahead and just take the callers as they come in. 620-342-5863. Good morning. How are you?
How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. What's your first name?
Kenny.
Kenny. Well, Kenny, how about a Mr. G's $25 gift card?
That's fine. I appreciate it.
Would you be good with that?
I'll be great with that.
All right. Well, Pete will have it. You can pick it up at Pete's office. At
920 Commercial. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right, Kenny. Way to go.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Good morning, KVOE.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Glad to hear it. You enjoying this weather?
It's awesome.
It is awesome. What's your first name?
Laura.
Well, Laura, how about a $25 Mr. G's gift card?
That would be great.
You can pick it up at Pete's office.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day, Laura.
You too.
It's like Pete's service. It's that quick. It's that easy.
Fast.
Yeah,
that's how things work at State Farm. Pete Dealer's office. All right. Good morning, KVOE.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy, boys. How are you doing?
Howdy, howdy.
I'm doing all right.
Glad to hear it. What's your first name?
Mark.
All right, Mark. How about a Mr. G's $25 gift card?
That'd be wonderful.
Would it be?
Yes.
Really wonderful?
Oh, very wonderful.
All right. Well, Pete has it at his office, 920 Commercial, okay?
Have a good day.
Way to go.
You too.
We have one more to give away there, Pete?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, KVOE. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that. You enjoying this beautiful morning?
I am. Except I'm working, so.
Oh, you're working? Well, what are you doing that for?
I don't know. Crazy.
Well, let's take you away from that.
Okay.
At least just for a few minutes.
What's your first name?
Gail.
Okay, Gail, how about a $25 Mr. G's gift card?
Oh, I'd love that.
All right. Well, Gail, you can pick it up at Pete Euler State Farm Insurance, 920 Commercial. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
You have a great day. All right. So we got some cleaner cars going to be rolling around
there
here.
There you go. Goodness. Absolutely.
The latest in car wash technology at Mr. G's Car Wash. You mentioned Pete's and involvement in the community. And a lot of people recognize Pete's voice because Pete has been a long-time PA announcer, I know, for Emporia High. How long have you been doing Emporia High football, Pete?
Well, I've been associated with Emporia High football since probably the early 90s, 91, 92. So that's, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
30 years.
Boy.
Yeah.
You must like doing it.
It
sounds like you do.
You
do a great job.
You do. And, you know, I think we talk about this a lot when we're off the air and around in there, that it's a piece that's missing in Emporia. You know, that if you got something you can contribute, if you feel like that you make a difference, if there's something that you can do that adds value, and it doesn't take a lot of time, a couple hours on a Friday evening, it's where I feel like I should be.
Yeah, you do a great job, and it's always fun to listen to you, and you've been heavily involved with that throughout the years. So still keeping going? Back again this year?
Haven't been asked. We're new athletic director, so when Curtis Simons went out, I kind of went out with his regime. Will I be asked? I don't know. We'll see.
And if they do ask?
I think I would probably stay with it.
Good.
I've got grandkids coming up here in
three
or 4 years that may take away from that, but until then.
So how old are the grandkids? Where are they at? Where are your daughters at?
I have the two daughters. Katie is a Nelson. She's married to Brian Nelson, and they live in Manhattan. They are 10 and 9, so they're going to be approaching, I think it's the fifth and fourth grades here. Kara's in Shawnee, and she has a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're just charging into that age where you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, following around, and I suspect these kids will be involved in all kinds of activities if they aren't already.
They are. The boy, the Nelson boy in Manhattan, is a state wrestler, as his dad and his uncles were, and plays a lot of soccer. Whatever the sport is, he's into it. The 5-year-old of Kara's, his dad was a hockey player for the Missouri Mavericks, so he's kind of getting into the soccer and the T-ball, and I'm sure down the road he'll be on the ice and trying his hand at playing ice hockey. So
awesome. Love to hear that.
Yeah. That's cool.
That is really good. That is really good. Well, good to hear that. Good that the family's doing good. And your wife, you've been together a long time. She's been by your side a long time. Pete.
Long time.
Yeah.
Same year. We're in our 42nd year of marriage. We had our anniversary here on June 20th. So a lot of things happened in 1981. So
Pete and Leslie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. Well, let's keep the giveaways going. Let's switch gears. Boy, you talk about a sweet Granada giveaway. People absolutely love that.
Got to jump in on that, yep.
$25 sweet Granada. Is it gift baskets?
They put together a basket. We've got an assortment of things that they put together in there, and those baskets, again, will be at our office at 920 Commercial.
All right. Well, let's not let the folks wait any longer. They're raring to go. Hi, KVOE. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Glad to hear it. You having a good morning?
Yes.
Would you like your morning to be better?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me make it better for you. How about a $25 sweet Granada gift basket?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, Pete Euler has one for you. What's your first name?
Susan.
All right, Susan. You have a gift basket from the sweet Granada at Pete's office at 920 Commercial, okay?
Thank you very much.
Way to go. You have a great day. Nicely done. Hi, KVOE. Oops, somebody out there. Morning, KVOE.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Glad to hear it. You having a good morning?
Yeah.
Well, let's make it better.
How would you like a sweet Granada gift basket?
I'd love it.
Love it. What's your first name?
Mary.
All right, Mary. Well, Pete Euler has a sweet Granada gift basket at his office at the 920 Commercial for you. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mary, have a good day. 620-342-5863. Hi, KVOE.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. You sound like you're having a good day.
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
That's okay, I enjoy it.
Well, that's even better. There we go, that's the attitude
That'll work.
That's the attitude we want. Well, what's your first name?
Susan.
All right, Susan, what about a $25 sweet Granada gift basket?
That'd be great.
Well, Pete Euler's giving those away here this morning as celebrating his 42nd year, so you can stop by his office, 920 Commercial, and pick that up, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, okay?
I will. You guys, too.
All righty. What do we have? One more, Pete?
One more gift basket.
All right. Hi, KVOE. Okay.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Great, thanks.
All right, what's your first name?
Mike.
All right, Mike. How about a sweet Granada $25 gift basket?
That'd be great.
Well, good deal. Well, Pete Euler has one at his office, 920 Commercial. You can pick it up at your convenience, okay?
Thanks a lot.
I guess I should say during Pete's office hours, not your convenience.
Somebody down there. Yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Pete, I'm here to pick him.
There'll be another one of those Facebook connections, yeah. I'm down at his office. Can you get him to come down here?
All right, Mike. Way to go.
Hey, thanks.
Have a good day. All right. So, Mr. G's and the sweet Granada taken care of. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance, with us here this morning as Pete's celebrating over 42 years of business here locally in Emporia. State Farm, 100 years. I think of State Farm, think of Pat Mahomes now.
Yeah, you would ask, we had a national convention in Las Vegas, here in early June, and you know, they always have a celebration thing. So they had a concert with Garth Brooks, and Cedric the Entertainer was the one that opened it. And it turns out that he was a claims adjuster for State Farm back in his early days.
Seriously.
So he comes out, and he's kind of laughing about, hey, you know, I kind of probably have some open claims in a variety. Well, then they took a break while they were doing a stage change. And the Jake from State Farm guy, they came out and introduced him as his personal name and said he had his family here. And then they rolled into, well, you know, how's this gig and how does it work? And you get to meet these athletes. The next thing you know, Chris Paul, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers walk out on the stage.
Oh, wow.
Serious.
And, yeah, they're out there talking about, you know, hey, working in the commercials and the fact that, you know, Aaron Rodgers did the discount double check, and now when he scores a touchdown, he still does it, and said that, you know, it's weird that he's spent his whole career in football and his association is into a commercial or something he's done in the insurance business, and said Chris Paul said he'll go through an airport or be at a ball game and somebody will liken him to, aren't you in the State Farm commercials or some kind of thing like that. So it was pretty cool. And Patrick Mahomes was a good third piece to that, because the other guys are older. He's much younger. So he's talking about, hey, when I was a kid, I watched these guys play sports. And
awesome.
Yeah, so.
Indeed. Yeah. Pete Euler with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. What do we have? Let's see. You've got a Bruff's gift card?
Yes. I think that's next.
Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill. And it is for?
$100.
Woo.
Whoa.
$100. Now, this one here, I kind of missed my connection. Gary Burgess and I were fraternity brothers way back in the day. So I called on him, and he said, hey, I'll have it ready. I didn't get down there on Friday. Gary was closed on Monday. So he said he'd have it to me here at 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. So on the gift card, I would say maybe once you come by after lunch. Yeah.
Okay.
To pick it up. But
that's all right. Yeah. I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
Right
no.
There, 620-342-5863, a Bruff Sports Bar and Grill $100 gift card, courtesy
Ooh,
of State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Yeah, that is a heck of a deal. We've got people lined up. Good morning, KVOE. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. What's your first name?
Gerald.
Gerald, what? You have hit the mother lode here this morning from Pete Euler.
Hey, this is one of my favorite places to eat. It couldn't get no better.
You got a $100 Bruff Sports Bar and Grill gift card. How might that be?
Hey.
Oh, man. Feeling just good. Made my day.
Well, good. I would hope so. Well, Gerald, Pete will have this a little later on today.
Yeah.
Down at the office at 9:20 commercial, okay?
Oh, man. Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Gerald, good job there. All right. Woo.
And
nice,
we're not
prize
done
there.
Yet.
Nice, yeah. Prize there. All right, at 8:47, and we have some zoo stuff here. Wichita Zoo, huh?
Sedgwick County Zoo. I kind of looked at it briefly. It's an annual pass, so it's 1 year for family, and they consider their family pass to be a family of kids, grandkids, etc. And I think it's a nice zoo. I mean, it's been a while since I've been to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a major attraction in Wichita.
Exactly.
That is for sure. So that is certainly a nice prize. And what, courtesy of Stover's Restoration?
Stover's Restoration, yes.
Okay, 620-342-5863. And good morning, KVOE. How are you?
Good.
Glad to hear it. Well, how about a family zoo pass to the Sedgwick County Zoo?
That'd be great.
For a whole year? Huh?
Yes.
Well, awesome. Yes. What's your first name?
Julie.
All right, Julie. Well, Pete Euler has that pass at his office at 9:20 commercial. How'd that be?
Fantastic.
Well, Julie, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
There we go. You made a lot of people happy here this morning, Pete.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, nice prizes, great giveaways, and
mm-hmm.
and it's been a pleasure to have Pete in here this morning at State Farm Insurance. Pete's had a good month with us here, and we appreciate you sharing all this stuff, all the giveaways. People have really wanted it, great prizes. So thanks for sharing with us, Pete. We appreciate that.
It's been a really good time. I tell you, I spoke to this here a while back when I had my 35th anniversary in the radio station. You guys kind of came to that, participated in that as well, the radio has been such an important part of me getting my message and reminding people of my participation in the community. And it only seemed like a natural when I looked at, hey, how would I get out there? How would I spend some of my time or value, you know, it would have to be the radio. Yeah. Have to be the radio.
Well, yeah. thanks for sharing that. It's been a privilege to work with you all these years and to know you, you know, personally. We've
Indeed.
Been involved in a number of projects.
Yeah, we have
here locally, and Pete's a friend, and we appreciate Pete's business and loyalty, and still going to be hammering away at State Farm for a while, Pete.
I plan to. You know, I'm fortunate that I have family that's close, you know, got good health, got good staff, you know.
Right.
So I see myself working for many years to come.
Well, Pete, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks
this
for
having
me. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes,
of
it
fun.
Has been.
Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance, with us on our Newsmaker 2 this morning. On our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Good morning. It's 850.
An unscheduled hearing today by the House Committee investigating the Capitol Hill attack. Members will hear live testimony from a